He b'shalach Pari Yesa'am. It was when Pari sent out the nation. V'loinochem elakim derech eretz Pelishtim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not lead them via the land of the Pelishtim. Kikareihu. Because it was close. Close to going back to Mitzrayim. Kionar elakim. Peninochem am b'raisam l'chama. Reshavu Mitzrayim. Maybe the nation will change their mind when they see a Mulchama and they'll want to go back to Mitzrayim. So the word Kikarev Hu, Rashi learns Pshat, it's close. V'noyach lo shavoy se'adarech l'Mitzrayim. It's easy to return with that way to Mitzrayim. The Bali Atosvis, Alatoyra, write a different Pshat in Kikarev Hu. Kikarev Hu, the nation was close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He didn't lead them via the land of the Pelishtim. Ki karev hu. Ha'am karev shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar, like it says in the Pasuk, L'vnei Yisrael am karevai. To the B'nai Yisrael, his close nation. That's why he did not lead them kimin hagei shalaylam. The rest of the world he leads kimin hagei shalaylam. That the closer way, the shortcut, the shortest route. But the nation of Klal Yisrael, they were karev to him, and therefore he did not lead them on the regular way. So Simcha Zisel Breide explains. We learn from over here in Mayri Dikiya Said. Sometimes a person finds that his life, the ways of Hashgache are hidden from him. It seems like there's different ways, the paths are crooked for him. Wherever he turns, the hatloch is not so great. Things that he planned and the way he planned it, it doesn't pan out. Things that he thought were going to be easy turn out to be twisted and turned. And he starts wondering, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from me? How come HaKadosh Baruch Hu is treating me this way? And he starts having shveikis. From here we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu led Klal Yisrael on the not straight path. Why? Ki karev hu. Gufa, because he was close to us, he led us on the not straight path. Bir hadvarim. So Simchas Zisel proceeds, he says, L'mashal, on the straight path, when you throw a ball, it goes on the straight path, but there's no inyan of hashgacha over there. The initial kayach went into it, and then it goes on its own. Lahepach, when something goes in and out, and in and out, and zigzag, you know that someone's holding on to it and taking it in each direction. That's the same thing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So by other nations, it could be they go on a straight path, the initial kayach went, but there's no Hashgacha b'shas ma'aseh. By us, there's ups and downs, and there's zigs and zags, and there's twists and turns in the road. But that proof is the siman that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's holding on to us each step of the way. Now, why does he want it that way? Because he's karev, he wants us to call out to him. And if the thing doesn't go exactly the way it should be, then right away we call out. Like the Yidden, Tavsu Umdus Avaisam. They held on to the Umdus. There was Eis Tzara. They saw it wasn't going well, and they called out. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'davka leads us in the not straight way, Ki Karev Hu. And he craves our Kravus, our Hiskarvus. And that Hiskarvus comes through our Tfilis and through our being connected to him. And that's where we see the Hashgacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Simchas Yisrael Breide says that not only shouldn't we be discouraged when the way is not straight, but lahepach, we should hold up our heads high, that is the symbol, that is the siman that HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers us ki karevu. And what was the end result of this taking us this indirect way? The end result was Kriyas Yamsuf. The Emes says if we would have gone the straight way, there wouldn't have been a need for Kriyas Yamsuf. It's only because he took us on the crooked path we ended up with the nes from the greatest nisim in the history of the world. They were endowed with Ruach HaKodesh. They were able to say Shira, Zekeli, Vanveyu, something that even the Ovis HaKodesh were not able to say. So it comes out that the end result of this crooked path was a Moridiki, Moridiki, his Galus Hashchina, and a Moridiki, his Karvis HaKodesh Baruch Hu. That's what we could take out from the Kikarevu, and he didn't lead them on the straight path. V'chamushim olu b'nei Yisrael mi'eretz Mitzrayim. So one pshat that's brought down in Rashi, v'chamushim, En chamushim ele mezuyanim. They had weaponry. So the Chassam Sofer in Tevis Moshe asks a question. If the Bnei Yisrael had weapons, so why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make this whole big nace of Kriyas Yamsuf and they had to go the crooked path? They could have gone the straight path. And if there would have been a war, they had weaponry and Hashem would help them out. But Derech HaTeva, we know the Gemara says HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not make a nace for no reason. So to make a ganze Kriyas Yamsuf and to be Mishana the Marochas of Teva, he could have just helped them with the Muhammad Vizahu, it could have gone Bederach HaTeva. They had the weapons. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to make this nace? So Zokta Chassam Sofer, that the emes Bederach HaMusur, it wouldn't be proper for Klal Yisrael to wage a war against the Mitzrayim. Why? Because the Mitzrayim, they housed us for all of those years that we were in Mitzrayim. Hagam de umishabadas, and they make this work hard, and then there was tortured, all kinds of atrocities that Paray the Mitzrayim did to us. Of Lamaisa for 210 years, we stayed in their land. And this is the reason why the Torah says, Loitisai Mitzri, you're not supposed to reject the Mitzri. If a Mitzri wants to be Megayer, you have to accept the Geirus, and after three generations, you're allowed to intermarry into Klal Yisrael. Why? Because we were in his land. So Hashem Ufizeh, it is not Miderech HaMusr that we should fight against the Mitzrayim. So comes out of Chiddush Gadol. It was Kedai for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to change the Teva of the Bria and to make this tremendous Kriyas Yamsuf for one reason and one reason only, for the Derech Eretz Shabbat. Now, also a very interesting point that comes out of this, that because Klal Yisrael changed their Teva, the natural inclination would have been to teshmeta the Mitzrayim and to take the kum or whatever. But they changed their teva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed the teva of the earth that they live on, that they stand on. After all, the earth is only a base for Klal Yisrael to be on. The purpose of the world is for Klal Yisrael. And if in this respect, we were makar toy, we changed our teva in not fighting back against the Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed the Teva of the world and he made this Gevaldig Nes called Kriyas Yamsuf. That is one shot. And if Chamushim Ola B'nai Yisrael, may Eretz Mitzrayim. The Gemara says, Taki, Gemara Bava Kama, the bar that you drank water out of, don't throw stones into. That's over here why we couldn't fight against the Mitzrayim, Poshit, Alderech Eretz and HaKoretz HaTay. That's one shot in Chamushim Ola B'nai Yisrael, may Eretz Mitzrayim. But then Rashi brings down another pshat. Only 1/5 of the Bnei Yisrael went down to Mitzrayim. 4/5 died by Choshech. So Yaakov Kamenetsky asks a question. These Yidden that went out of Mitzrayim weren't big tzaddikim. The Sar Shalyam tainted by Kriyas Yamsuf, halolo wev there by the Zorah, halolo wev there by the Zorah. The Mitzrayim were not able to see the Malachim were not able to see a chilek between the Mitzrayim and the Yidden. Halol loy de'evay yizor, halol loy de'evay yizor. Vice knows that the chilk was not so nicker. So what were these Yidden better than the 4/5 that died in Mitzrayim? That they were yezaychet to go out, even though they were loy de'evay yizor, and even though they were doymet to the Mitzrayim? And the 4/5, they were not zaychet to go out. In what way were they better? Says Dr. Biankiv, at the 4/5 that died in Mitzrayim, they wanted to prevent the others from going out because they didn't believe that the time of Geula had come. They said, Poshit, it said we're going to be here for 400 years. It's only 210 years. And they were also afraid if they're going to go out before their time, then the same thing's going to happen to them as happened to Shevet Ephraim, that they left before the time they were killed out. They didn't want that. Now the problem is, Baba Moshe Rabbeinu, and Aaron and the Zakenim, they said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the time had come for whatever cheshbon it was, right? But they weren't makabel that. And they tried convincing the other Yidden not to go along with Moshe and Aaron. So because of that, they were held back and they were attacked and killed in Mitzrayim because they were going to shter the whole leadership system in Klal Yisrael. They were going to shter. They could not be allowed to go out. But those Yidden that did go out, Hagam de Malochim, said, Halolo Ivdeva Yizorah, Halolo Ivdeva Yizorah, Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to see through the outer veneer, the outer covering. And only he was able to see that there was something about the Yidden that in 7 short weeks, they would be standing by Maimon Har Sinai being Makabal the Torah and saying, Nasa v'nishma, and Mamash reaching the Madrega of the Malachim. That's something that the Malachim were not able to see. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to see that. And to that end, he showed the Aronin Shel Yosef. Take a look at the Aron of Yosef. Yidden come from a different stock, from a different mindset than what you think. And it may very well be that now on the outside it looks like they're over there, they deserve it. But I can be made on their panemias that they're ready for Mount. In 7 weeks, they'll be ready for Mountain Tire. That's a very good lesson for us. Sometimes we look at a Bachar, we look at a Talmud, we look at a child and say, what's going to become of this fellow, what could become of him already? What, man, who, you know? He's talking about that the Malachim were not able to tell the difference between the Mitzrayim and the Yidden. And in 7 short weeks, the Yidden were able to be makabel upon themselves, Matan Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to see. Vice versa, that a Yiddish and a Shon, we never really know what's going on inside. That on the outside it looks one way, but there's an inner kayak there that we don't understand. It's a lot stronger than what we could imagine. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, the Tzaddik Lebracha, was once sitting by the Seder table with his young son, a 6-year-old son. And he was telling them over of Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Nisim, the Makis. Then he came to Kriyas Yamsuf, and he tells them about the splitting of the Yam. And the Yam became Yabosha, and Yabosha became the Yam. And how Yidden were able to reach out and pick an apple, and this one was able to pick an orange, and all kinds of fruits. He's mamish, being Masvah the Holy Need, the way he heard it from his father, and he heard it from his father. He's trying to observe on his son if the kid is in his fall. He doesn't see any of his pilots on the kid's face. He's wondering, the kid's about Kishra. It's a Balki Yishrin, you know, and later on came Rosh Yeshiva in there. And so what's the Pshat? Why is he not in this book? So he asks him, "Du hast gehört, you heard?" So he says, "Yeah." He says, "You understood?" So he says, "Yeah." So he says, "And you're not in this book? You're not amazed? You know, no emotion whatsoever?" So the kid says, I don't know what the Tata wants from me, he says. What's the difference fall from? HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Shemayim and Eretz, he made the sea, he made the dry land, so what's the big pella that he was able to turn dry land into water and water into dry land? Atamim is the kikasha from a neshama to Ayurah, what's the big pella? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it, so Feshtaitza, he can make sea into dry land and dry land into sea. What's the pella? Shalom Shadron was Masber. What the Pella is. The Pella is not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to do it. That's not what the Iker is over here. The Pella is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. He created it with strict laws of Teva. And those laws of Teva cannot be budged. It can't be moved. Is that who? And now the B'nai Yisrael come. And he didn't even have to change the Teva. He really could have led them the other way where he didn't have to. But he did Dafka led them this way, where you have to come to Kriyas Yamsuf to show his chiba for Klal Yisrael. That's the godless of Kriyas Yamsuf. Not that Hashem is able to do it, but that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it, did Dafka to show his ahava to Klal Yisrael. And from that ahava that he showed, and they were able to see the Shrina with these ganzes galus. From that they said Shira because they saw the chiba, they saw the ahava, the special love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for them. Vayavoyu b'nei Yisrael b'soich hayom b'yam Hashem, and the b'nei Yisrael came in the middle of the yam on dry land. V'hamayim lohem choyma miminom u'mismaylam, and the water was a wall on the right side and on the left side. Now this same pasuk seemingly is mentioned a few pesukim later on, 7 pesukim later. Similar pasuk, uvenei Yisrael holchu b'yabosha b'soich hayam, v'hamayim lehem choyma miminam u'mismaylam. So the Vilna Gaon asks 3 ha'aretz over here. Question number 1, why do you have to have the pasuk repeating itself? It said before, And now again, sounds like it's the exact same thing. Why does the Torah have to repeat? Question number two, there's a shinui nusach between the first pasuk and the second pasuk. In the earlier pasuk, it says, Vayavoyu b'nei Yisrael b'soich hayom b'yabosha. They went into the yam b'yabosha. But the next pasuk says, b'yabosha b'soich hayom. So why the change? Another shinui between the first pasuk and the second pasuk. The first pasuk, it says, v'amayim lehem choymo with a vav, it's malay. And the second pasuk, it says, v'amayim lehem choymo choser, without the vav. So three ha'aris. Why the repetition? Why the first one is b'sai chayam b'yabasha, and the second one is b'yabasha b'sai chayam? And number three, in the first pasuk, it says, choymo with a vav, and then it says, choymo without a vav. So the Vilna Gaon says like this. When the Bnei Yisrael came to the Yam, there were two different categories. I mean, the Medrash says there were four, but when they were Meiser, when they were holding by the Yam, there were two different categories. There were those that had total Amun and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, total Amun and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they were ready to jump in, Mamish, or Shevet Yehuda. If you want Medrash, Shevet Binyamin jumped in first, and Yehuda was angry, why they took the Schus away from them. But whatever it is, that those that were mamish, maimin ba'kodesh, baruch hu, full amun and bedach. Then you had the others, and the first one jumped in, and it was only after they were mamish in the water, bol maimad nefesh, that the water split, and they walked on dry land. But then there were those that didn't have that amun. So they waited for the water to split, and then they first walked in. The Medrash also says that the Sar Shal Yam and the Malachim were being makatrid against the Bnei Yisrael. Sakadosh Baruch Hu handsomed them back. Halalu, they had Amuna. They had Amuna and Bitacha, and these were Kaifer and Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So it's up to Vilna Gaon like this. When the first group was walking in, they went by Yam, B'Soy Chayam, by Yabasha. It was first B'Soy Chayam, and then it turned into Yabasha. That were the ones that had the Amun and B'Tochen. For them, Hamayim Lehem Choyma, it was a wall of protection. And it was a wall of protection against the Kitrug as well, because they taka had full Amun and B'Tochen. But then there was the second cliff that only went B'Soy, they went by Yabasha B'Soy Chayam. They waited for it to turn into dry land amidst the sea. They weren't willing to jump into the water because they didn't have that emunah. For them, ha'mayim lehem chayma, which is chayma. There was anger. There was midas adin. Miminom and mismaylam. So that answers all the questions. Why the repetition? Because it was talking about two different kinds of people. The first pasuk was b'soy chayam b'yabasha. The ones that jumped into the yam, for them, ha'mayim lehem chayma was a wall of protection. Not only from the rest of the sea, but from the midas adin. Lahepa, those that went by yabasha b'soy chayam, for them, ha'mayim lehem chayma miminom mimismaylam. That answers all of the ha'aris. Now, in this pasuk, ha'mayim lehem chayma miminom mimismaylam, we just mentioned the medrash. Yalchit Shemayni brings down the Medrash. V'hamayim lehem choyma. Omru malachi hasharis halolu yavidei v'yidizora v'halolu yavidei v'yidizora. And the Sar Shiyoma came full of chema al Yisrael. And he wanted to drown them. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you're comparing an oinis to a mezid. You're comparing a shoyge to a rotzayn. How can you compare the two? So the Meshech Chochmei asks a question. Why is it that only over here, by the Kriyas Yamsuf, you find that there was the kind of halolo evdei v'yidizor and halolo evdei v'yidizor? What about the ten makas in Mitzrayim? Over there also, the Mitzrayim chapt klep and the Yidden were protected. Why over there was there no taina of halolo evdei v'yidizor of halolo evdei v'yidizor? Why are you protecting the Yidden at a time that the Mitzrayim have to suffer? So the Meshech Chochmah says, I'm already the Yisai. Rashi in Parshas Noach says, which one would you say is more chumadik? The Dor HaMabul or the Dor HaFlog? The Dor HaFlog, they tried to stretch out their hand to fight against Hashem. They were cut from Be'ikah. They might have wanted to wage a war. The Mabul was not like that.
And yet, the marble you find, the Dor HaMabel was washed away, totally destroyed. The Dor HaFloga, they lived on. What's the chilling between the two? So Zok Rashi, the Dor HaMabel, they were gazlonim, there was arguments amongst them, that's why they were destroyed. The Dor HaFloga, Hagam, they were cut from Be'ikr, of Lamaisa, they remained Ba'achdus. And since they remained Ba'achdus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't destroy them. You see from over here a very big yisayit. Sometimes you have aveiras that are more chumridic than others. For the yachid gets punished for the more chumridic aveiras. Kaifer be'ikr, avaydezorah, giliarayis. The yachid gets punished for. He doesn't get punished directly or immediately for lashon hara or midas and derech eretz that you're not going to see. But when it comes to a tzibur, when it comes to a rabbin, it's just the opposite. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if it's big aveiros on the tzibur, he'll look away and he'll push you off the yainish. Or b'banedvar mamurim, if they have midas and derech eretz. If they're ba'achdus, they're living together, the koyach of the tzibur is such that HaKadosh Baruch Hu pushes off the peronius. Or b'banedvar mamurim, if they're a tzibur. But if they're hating each other, and they're fighting with each other, and they're stealing from each other, so then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't, then they're Yechidim, and Yechidim have to suffer. So Zok the Meshech Chochmo, and the Yidin were in the tribe, they were all ba'achdus, they were suffering together. Lefi one medrash, they made a bris with each other, they're going to help each other out, they were ba'achdus. So even though there was a time of Allah, but they were ba'achdus as a nation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pushed it off. But now when they came to the Yam, the Medrash says there were four different classes of people. There were those who wanted to go back to Mitzrayim. There were those who wanted to jump into the Yam. There were those who wanted to fight against the Mitzrayim. They weren't Ba'achdus. So this is where the time of Halolo Evidai Vedizara, this is where it started. The Afal Pikena, Kodesh Baruch Hu, is Melamed Zchus on it. Those zogt the Meshech Chochma. Vayavoyu Elima, they came to Elam. Visham Shtemesre Enois Mayim. And there were 12 springs of water. Vishivim Tmorim. And 70 day trees. Vayachnu Sham Alamayim. And they camped there by the water. So, Dafim Fashtem, what was this Indian of 12 springs of water and 70 tomorrow? Like, what's up is the Torah specifies? There was 12 things of water, and 70 tomorrow. Like, what's that all about? The Ramban asks the question, like, what was the big deal? There's plenty of places in the lower lands, you have places that have thousands of trees, and many springs of water. So what's the big deal over here that you had 70 tomorrow and then 12 springs of water? Like, why is the Torah making a big deal out of it? He brings down the Ibn Ezra, and the Ibn Ezra says, it's just telling you that they left Marah where the water was bitter, and they came to a different place where the water was sweet, and that's the only way you were able to have tomorrow, because tomorrow cannot survive, and they can't flourish in a place where the water is no good. That's all the Torah is telling us over here. But the Ramban says, still, 12 and 70, what's the importance here? Not only that, but in Parashas Maaseh, where the Torah goes through all of the Maaseis, it doesn't say anything about what happened in the different places. The only exception, there's another exception as well, Berefidim, but the other exception is right over here. Visham, and over there, you had 12 Enos Mayim and 70 tomorrow. Vaistois, that it was enough of an important thing for the Torah to repeat it by the Masois. What is the important thing? So Rashi says, Bekitzer, that the 12 Enos Mayim were connected to 12 Shvatim, and the 70 tomorrow were connected to the 70s again. So he's a Rashi. The Ramban quotes in Mechilta, and Mechilta says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created these Enos Mayim with the creation of the world, B'Sha'as the Bria. And he also created these 70 tomorrow, Mishas the Bria. So what's the pshat? The Ramban is bringing down this Mechilta to answer up the question, what's the godless? Plenty of places have this. Teretz says these were special. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show his chiba to Klal Yisrael. So he shows him, take a look. These things have been here from the creation of the world. And that shows that the world was created for the tachlis of Klal Yisrael. And the Mechilta says, each shevet stood by its own spring of water. And each zoken sat under his own tumah. And they were notified. This was created in Sheshis Yimei Bereishis, and this shows you the chiva Hashem has. Hashem could have made a nesim in Midbar like he made the other nesim. That's what he did. He created this Misheshis Yimei Bereishis. Pavos, Bereishis Baro Lakim, Bishvil Yisrael Shanik Bereishis. The world is created for Yisrael. And now that they were holding on their way to Gom Tahar Sinai, now that they were going for the tachlis of the world, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu was showing, take a look, I created this with the creation of the world because I knew you're going to be on your way to Matan Torah, and I knew that you're going to need this. That's the chiba, and that's the godless of why the Torah says it here, and why the Torah repeats it again in Parashas Maaseh. It shows the chiba, the chavivas HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Klal Yisrael. By the mon, Moshe Rabbeinu put away mon for future generations. Leman yiru es halechem asher hechalti eschem b'midbar. In order that they should see the bread that I fed you in the midbar, b'hitzi eschem eyeres Mitzrayim. But I took you out of Mitzrayim. So the Meshech Chachma asks a question: why did the Torah have to say b'hitzi eschem eyeres Mitzrayim? Why was it necessary to say that? L'chayru would have been enough to say, L'man yiru es alechem asher echalti eschem b'midbar. Why did it have to speak out over here? But everybody knows that when they left Mitzrayim, they were in the midbar. So what does the Hitziyah Yisomer es Mitzrayim have to do with it? As you just say, the man that I fed you in the midbar, why does it stress b'hitziyah eschem me'er es Mitzrayim? So Meshech Chochma says, amayu dikipshat. It's not the Meshech Chochma, a person could sometimes think that the parnasa is zikr from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And zikr, if it's a nes, you have to be samech on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that parnasa is only guaranteed if you're a tremendous tzaddik. Behind Madrega, you're sitting and learning a whole day, your mamish, a rangitun totally in the abdus of Hashem, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu guarantees your parnasa. But what happens if a fellow is not the biggest Rashki Bahag, he's not the biggest Rosh Yeshiva, he's the average fellow, he's trying, or whatever, but he's not so big. So what about him? Could he be Samech on HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the Torah stresses over here, Bahitzi Yisam Yeres Mitzrayim. They were just out of Mitzrayim. They were on a Madrega with him, Halachim said about them, Halaloi Devay Nizarav, Halaloi Devay Nizarav. They were nowhere near yet Matan Torah. The Afal Pi Kein, because they had their heart in the right place, and because they were striving to be Oyle, and they wanted to be Meshaben themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw their sincerity. So even though they weren't anywhere near where they were going to be holding later on, but the fact that they were going in the right direction, that was enough. But Yitziyah Yisami Eretz Mitzrayim, I was still taking them out of Mitzrayim. They still hadn't shed the Mentesh Shari Tumah completely. Yafal Pikein, I gave them that lechem. And that gives hope to every yid. Every yid, he doesn't have to yid be. You have to strive. You have to have your heart in the right place. You have to want. But if a fellow taka wants to do the right thing, he's following the ways of Hashem, and he reaches out to Hashem and he davens HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu taka is able to be mefarnes his needs, and it'll be zoichet to siyata d'shmayim and Hashemayim. Agut n'shavuz. Yeah.